But right now it's time for Love 'Em or List 'Em. And this is new to me. So we'll see what you guys think about this. Call and let us know your thoughts. Beth, tell everybody what's happening in your life.
I've been noticing a trend with friends of mine lately. So they're married, but they've decided to be non-monogamous.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, it's not just a few oddballs here and there. It's more than you think.
Okay, I can say that I'm not truly surprised by this because we've gotten texts on the show from people,
yeah.
And it's more than I would have expected, too. Are they recruiting you to the lifestyle? Or?
Not exactly, but I started to ask around, and I noticed that it's just like more people my age are doing it, and they're super nonchalant about it. So it's like it's not a big deal to them.
Like, what do you mean nonchalant about it? Are they just casually bringing it up? Like, yeah, I'm with a new guy this weekend. Whatever, no big deal.
Kind of, yeah. Like, I go out with them after work, and now that I know, they don't try to hide it from me. So they just will be picking up guys while married right in front of me.
It's so weird to be sitting by somebody like, hey, can I get your number, dude?
Yeah, it's like a stress reliever for them to have you know.
I just wonder, is this one of those things that's going to just tear this country apart if we don't have those kind of morals in place?
Right?
Is there nothing sacred anymore? Anything? The last thing. We fought so hard for marriage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And are these people with kids?
No. So none of them have kids yet. And mainly it's because they can't afford to have kids. But they do talk about starting a family someday. And, you know, meanwhile, they're trying to get the waiter's phone number.
Okay. So this is definitely more younger people, the people who can't afford kids. We're talking millennials.
Yeah. Early 30s.
Okay. Oh, the back end of it. Okay. Got it.
They explained it to me like this. They said it's the thrill of it. It's about the chase. But the moment anybody gets serious about it, it's over. They call it off. And, you know, I'm married and I love my husband, but it's like, if I can play around on the side for fun, what's the harm? But then, you know, it also seems really backwards to me. So they think I'm old fashioned because I'm a big fan of monogamy.
Well, I'm old fashioned too then.
Oh, that is so weird. So they're just saying we like the thrill of the chase. We like to flirt with them and play that game because now we're married and that part is dead. So if we can keep that going for a little while, but if all of a sudden they want to make a relationship out of it or do it more than once, then they cut it off completely?
Yeah, it's just about the chase. And, you know, I told them, I was like, I'm looking for ways to kind of get closer to my husband and not farther apart. You know, I want us to be so strong that we become one of these rare couples that makes it to the end.
Oh, I know. You hear about those people who are married for like 50, 60 years and they die like hours apart from each other from truly a broken heart. That is just the sweetest thing. I want that for me too.
Me too. And I don't think it's couples that are actually getting some action on the side from other people.
But I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know if they are or not.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if I'm looking at it all wrong. So no one works at the same job anymore for their whole career, right? And fewer and fewer people are honoring the till death do us part. I just wonder because we don't do anything long-term anymore. We throw our phones away every 2 years.
Or even less sometimes. I know someone who does it every year.
Every two.
Now that's commitment issues.
So I'm wondering if I need to maybe give it a try. My husband brought it up to me because one of his friends is doing it too. But I just wonder if it's one of those little things that where once you kind of let it start going that it's all over. Like, can we ever get back to being monogamous again if we try it?
Oh, man. That's called letting the genie out of the bottle.
Yeah.
And no, you can't bottle that back up.
Yeah, it's a big step when the husband comes asking. Like, I want to grow stronger with my husband. Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Just was curious about this whole not being together thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it all. I hate it.
I know. But maybe she's right. Maybe we're looking at it all wrong. Maybe it would be fun. And it would maybe bring a little spark to your marriage.
I feel like there could be other ways to bring spark to your marriage. But
spark,
I mean,
mark, whatever.
Maybe I am old fashioned.
Do you need a spark or do you need mark? That's a good point. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll hear from people who've tried this and it works or it doesn't work. Maybe it's ended up in divorce. I don't know. For me, it's just not my thing.
Yeah. Oh, man. My mom and dad, they were forever together. And that's just,
I thought you were going to say forever swingers.
Oh, that well, would really make fair, me look at Gene differently.
If they were, that makes me want to vomit.
Me too.
Some texts we're getting on Love 'Em or List 'Em. So is she looking for our approval to do this? If so, absolutely not. I do not support it. I'm 29. I think this is a terrible idea. What's the point of being married? Do this when you're in a relationship. Not married. I say list.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me either.
Listed. Disgusting. Wonder how those ladies would feel knowing or seeing their husbands doing this. Seriously, why be married? I mean, that is a good point. Why be married then? What did you do that for?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
If you're just going to play around, it doesn't really make sense to me. Let's talk to Morgan. You're in Fridley. Your sister and her husband tried?
Yeah, so my sister and her husband were married young, so like at 18 years old. And they were 28 when they first tried hall passes. So basically giving the other person a hall pass to do whatever they want with whoever. Well, they ended up going for each other's best friends who were also married.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
So basically not only did it eventually, you know, after all the hall passes ran out, you don't get any more. But once that door is open, it's kind of hard to close it, especially once you've got a taste of something else after 10 years.
Sure.
So I would definitely list it, just watching my sister and her husband get divorced. I mean, if they do have kids, that's also going to put them through kind of like...
No kids.
No kids? Okay, no kids. Well then, that'd be a little different story. But despite of the relationship, I mean, there's like...
Okay.
There are a lot of things you can do.
I think Morgan forgot she was on the radio.
I do it all the time.
Oh, that's
funny. She thought she was hosting like a party on a Friday night or something.
We have to cut you off, Morgan. We can't say that. Thank you for calling, though. Let's see. You know, a lot of people are saying this whole country's going to hell in a handbasket. I'd say list. How about this? I did an open to add a spark to my marriage, mm-hmm. and then I fell in love with another man as I found what I didn't have in my marriage with my side action.
That's the problem. You're going to possibly find something you're not getting at home.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it opens it up to a whole world. Like, maybe the guy's perfect 8 out of 10 times. What if you find that guy who covers those 2 that you didn't have before?
Mm-hmm.
Or a girl. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like, oh, boy.
Okay, so Laura, you're in Maple Grove, and you're going to say love this idea. You fully support her giving this a try.
I would say that she needs to communicate with her husband about it. My husband and I have been swinging in the lifestyle for 2.5 years now, and it's all about the communication.
Yep.
You know, we have both come out of failed marriages, and we both cheated in our previous marriages.
You did?
And having the communication.
Oh, my gosh, that is so fascinating. You both cheated, and then you married one another.
We did. We weren't cheating together. This was separate.
Yeah.
We came together, and there's so many couples that we know that have those side pieces, and it's a secret, and they're okay with having side pieces and lying to their spouses. So why not talk about those feelings together and do it together?
And so
we always play with other couples, and we're always in the same room together. And let's be honest, the sex after everybody leaves that brings us back together is amazing. It's mind-blowing.
Okay. Jeez. Wow. Oof. Someone feels enlightened.
I mean, holy moly.
Okay, Laura. Wow. That is interesting, though, that you would cheat on your spouse and then divorce and then meet someone who also cheated on their spouse and then they come together. That's fascinating.
Well, and how exhausting of a night. You do all that swinging and then you go, okay, let's get the together stuff.
Okay. Like, their snacks are...
Camille, you're in Chaska. You love this idea, too. You're supporting or trying this.
Yeah, so it's really funny. I used to be a very conservative Christian, and in the last few years, I feel like I've learned a lot about biology and everything like that. And, I mean, how many species are actually monogamous?
Penguins.
Okay, and a lobster. But I think it goes against a lot of people's instincts, and I've actually dated a lot of people that are married or engaged. And they are some of the most emotionally mature, kind people I've ever known. They have their boundaries that they set in place before meeting up with anybody else. And
do you seek out people who are married?
I don't seek them out, but I am open to meeting those people. And they have proven to be, like I said, emotionally mature, smart. They, you know, they don't cross those boundaries, and they let me know what those are before moving forward.
I would ask you what those boundaries are, but I don't think we can.
No, it's I can't. Yeah. I mean, can somebody really be emotionally mature if they're cheating?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess people can cheat, but that just doesn't seem mature.
It's people deciding together, I guess.
Here's the thing, Camille. Are you going to tell us right now that you think Beth should give this a try? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. If her husband and her are not 100% on board, and if they don't maybe potentially talk to a therapist about how they're feeling about this, if you're feeling a little bit insecure or a little bit jealous, don't do it.
Okay. I think that's good advice. Yep, I would agree with you on that. Thank you. Jenny, you are in Vadnais Heights, and you're saying you're just not like people your own age. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay.
And I'm put into that millennial group, and I can't stand it because of all the, we get a lot of flack, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I've been married for a little over a year and a half, and I can't even stand the idea of possibly doing this. I mean, everyone is kind of has their own opinion and they can do what they want, but you kind of stand up there when you're getting married and you make a vow not only to the other person, but in front of God. And it's like, you're just kind of like throwing your vows out the window. It's like, what's the point of being married? Then just don't get married.
I know.
I'm not sure enough to handle that commitment.
We still haven't answered that question. What is the point of being married then? That is a great question. I do not know the answer.
It's just sad. You really, there's no explanation for it to why you'd waste somebody else's life if that other person isn't into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now you said I do until I find something better.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you find a partner you want to be with and they're your everything, but.
Rudy's saying we have to go to Tom in Big Lake. He's a therapist with some great info for us. Tom, enlighten us.
So in a open relationship like that, there's actually a lot of communication that happened, like one of the previous callers had said. And you have to look at the level of trust and honesty that you have with your partner. Because even in an open relationship, a partner can actually still cheat.
Sure.
That being that if I'm not telling you that I'm going to go and be with this other random person, I'm now engaging in a lie, which is that cheating.
Uh-huh.
And so if I say, hey, I'm going to go with your best friend, and you're like, wait, no, and I still go and do that, now I'm cheating on you.
Totally. That clears it up. Can you answer this question, though? Why are these people getting married? Why do they choose to be married if they're looking for other action?
There's a lot of other reasons for that, but one of the main reasons that I keep finding is that they love each other and the versions of themselves that they are and that they're going to be in the future. And these other side pieces are, hey, here's a nice little one-off, or I'm on a vacation, or I'm, you know, just going to have some fun with this person for a while. But it's the difference between here's a person who I'm going to, you know, go along this life journey with versus here's someone who I want to bump uglies with.
Yep.
It's the instant gratification.
We've had so many good people call today.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just the instant gratification. That's all it is. That quick bump in the uglies.
Well, I am stunned.
I know. So am I. Okay. Thanks, Tom. I guess basically it's a love the idea if you have that conversation with your husband and he's 100% on board. If there's even the slightest amount of doubt, you're not ready for it. Yeah. And that's where we'll leave it.
Yeah. Marriage in 2020.
Wow.
Jeez,
yeah.
My
eyes are open.
Yeah, I think all of our eyes are open now. It's like, this is not the world we lived in with our parents.
Unless they just didn't talk about it.
That very well could be.
Yeah, I mean, well.
Wasn't as advertised.
And now it's like, whatever, who cares?
So casual.
Starting to wonder why my parents had so many friends over now.
Stop it.
Were they really playing Skippo?
I don't think so. I was going to make a terrible joke. I won't. After that first caller, I don't think we can handle another one.
I don't think we can. We might lose our FCC license.
I'll keep it tight.
Okay.